You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ava. She goes, "Hi, boys. I'm a single mom with a 9-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son. My question for your listeners is this. How do I get my son to stop tugging on himself?"
Oh, no.
You want to explain that, Jeremy?
Well, it's when the little kid's grabbing his pee-pee ding-ding constantly.
Okay. She says, "He does it almost all the time, whether we're home or out in public. It sometimes looks like he's not even aware he's doing it, just standing there looking at the toys in Walmart, and he's going to town."
Same.
Yeah. She says, "I know it's innocent, but I really need him to stop. It's embarrassing. Thank you. I love my boys in the morning."
Well, come on.
Well, we love you back, Ava. So there's the whole thing.
Have you talked with him? Although he's four.
He's four. And she says that he's not even aware he's doing it. You know, there's the whole thing about getting a kid to suck their thumb. You know, you're supposed to put like Tabasco sauce on the thumb or whatever.
You don't want to do that with the pee-pee ding-ding. He'll be grabbing it even more. You don't want to do that.
And it's through his clothes anyway. I mean, he's not disrobing and doing anything.
It's just a little phase he's going through. He's discovered it, and now he's just, you know, always poking at it.
So that's it? You just tell her not to worry about it? There's nothing to be done?
You grow out of that, right? I think
so. Look at the guys at the sports station.
Dude, I was standing in the hall the other day talking to one of our sales guys, and like out of nowhere, he's just going to town, like adjusting himself in front of me. I'm like, can you wait to do that? Like, I don't need to see that mess.
The sports guys are
doing that, you know, like,
they're
doing
on
that,
a
doing
different
that thing,
planet,
you know?
Man.
He's just going at it. And I'm like, rude, first of all, and we're in a place of business, second.
Yeah.
And you don't do that in front of people.
And we should point out that this is not a little boy only problem. I mean, there are plenty of people listening right now who've raised little girls, and they are out in public, and they are also
It's a
touching,
it's a period of discovery.
Thank you. That's well
It's a period of discovery. So once the newness and the excitement wears off, then you'll be able to walk down the toy aisle, no problemo. And they'll be grabbing the toys instead of themselves, which is super annoying, too, because then they're going to want to buy everything that they're grabbing. So you might want to go back to grabbing the pee-pee ding-ding.
It sounds to me like the whole answer to this is stay the hell out of Walmart. That's what it sounds like.
Honestly, that's probably the one place you can get away with it more.
Gabrielle sent us a text and said she just graduated from CSU.
Oh.
She's a Ram.
Oh.
She says, "With my bachelor's of psychology degree, and yes, in a study, it supports the theory that putting on a smile helps release endorphins and makes you feel better."
Well, look at that.
So there you go. It's just put on a happy face. That's all you need to do. Ava wrote into us. She's a single mom, 9-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son. She says when they're out in public, her 4-year-old son cannot stop, quote, tugging on himself. She goes, "Sometimes like he's not even aware he's doing it, just standing there looking at the toys in Walmart, and he's going to town." She said, "I know it's innocent, but I'd really like him to stop. It is embarrassing." Do you have any kind of suggestions?
Caitlin from Littleton just texted in. "I'm a preschool teacher of 4-year-olds and have had to constantly tell my kiddos that we only touch them or pull them out in the bathroom because that's how we are kind to our body and our friends."
And our friends.
That is not being kind to our friends. It's like the guy grabbing himself in the hall here. That is not kind to me. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Let's grab a phone call. Here's Sherry. Sherry, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
So what do you want to say about all of this?
Well, I work in the ECE industry as well. So we're around little guys that do that and girls. So, yeah, that's true both ways.
Yeah.
But we just kind of talk about we do that in private. So give them ideas of places that's okay to do, that not, you know, that it's not bad. It's just something you do in private and not where everyone can see.
Right.
Yeah. I like the way you're putting on your childcare voice to tell us.
Don't do that.
I'm here in the
this is what we do.
No touching your pee-pee. No, no, no.
You just fell right into it, Sherry. That's perfect.
Oh,
well,
Sherry.
When you're talking to him, you're on that level.
That's
you
right.
Know, you go for it.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, you know, along those lines, Lucinda wrote in, Sherry, and she said, "My daughter had a habit of, quote, discovering herself.
Yeah.
A phase that lasted almost a year. It's normal. I would just casually take my hand and pull her hand away and immediately try to distract her with something else. Tell Ava, this too shall pass.
Give her a Tootsie Pop or something.
It's the shiny new object syndrome, right? You pull the hand away and say, oh, look, it's a
give him a stick
drug.
Of gum. Keep gum in your purse just for these occasions.
There you go. Yeah. Distraction is amazing. That's
right.
We're masters of it here.
Oh, I'll bet.
Sure, you're really funny.
Enjoyed your call. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys as well.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
I'll give you
that's what we all just need to say. Just let it pass.
Just let it pass. I'll give you two more texts that came in. One from Caitlin. Okay. She says, this Walmart mom has it easy. My kid was going to town on himself, front row of a Sunday school sing-along. She said, so much so that he unzipped his pants and was going in through the zipper. I finally had to run up and tell him to stop. Embarrassing but funny. That's from Caitlin. And then another one along those lines. Gabe wrote in and said, my son was petting the penguin, as we call it, while standing at the gravesite of my grandfather. We didn't notice. until we went back and watched the video from the service, and there he was, tugging away right behind the guy playing taps. And that's from Gabe.
No.
It's what Grandpappy would have wanted.
It might have been what killed Grandpappy. What are you talking about?